The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. Forces that would bring death and disease have taken hold of a man, yet they recognize Jesus and know what his power means for them. Jesus commands these forces to leave the people, and people are amazed at his authority. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, Pastor Mark talked about his most memorable teacher. It turned out that was Bill Link, the head of maintenance for Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa. He was memorable. He was one who challenged Mark, uplifted him, and fed him grace. And so this week I have been thinking about who I found as a memorable teacher. And I have two of them. The first one, Helga Sorensen. She was my geography teacher at Williston Junior High. Helga was memorable, all right. For one thing, she had the distinction of being the only teacher in the state of North Dakota who still drove a Model A. She had a 1928 Model A. She even got in the paper. She achieved some notoriety. She was memorable for the car she drove. Not memorable in the classroom. I don't think she knew what a lesson plan was. She just kind of showed up with her pointer. Now, she'd have maps that she'd pull down from those pull-down things above the chalkboards back in the day, and she'd point at things, but she wasn't very authoritative. She didn't challenge. She didn't inspire. She was just there. Her classroom was kind of chaotic. Now, I never participated in this, I just observed. But once in a while, she wore this dress to school that had bullseye targets on it. And when she'd turn her back to the classroom and start writing on the chalkboard or pointing at a map, the guys in class would shoot paper airplanes at her to see who could get the most points. After 5 or 10 minutes, there she'd be standing in the middle of crumpled up paper planes around her feet. And then she would just stand there. She parted her hair in the middle, and I remember she'd just grab her hair on each side and say, "I just can't take this anymore. I just can't take it." Those are my memories of her. But I have another teacher who was very memorable. It was at Minot State College in the early 70s. Floyd Fairweather, he was my humanities teacher. He had authority. He had a lesson plan. And he was tough. No one wanted him as a teacher because he was tough. But I was challenged by him. I took him on. I got straight A's in that class. He inspired me. He challenged me. He fed me a lot of information. A very different kind of teacher. For example, when we'd have a test, he would show a picture on the screen of a painting we had never seen before. And then he would say, although we did not see this painting, one immediately recognizes that it is in the style of whom? And the class would groan, and he'd feel good. But his authority made him memorable. Today in our gospel text, we have a new teacher. A teacher who has authority. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Now the scribes were the teachers for the children of Israel. But I don't think they really had a lesson plan. I don't think they really cared about their calling as teachers. They just kind of cruised because they had a position of power. And so now Jesus comes, this fresh, new kind of teacher, and everyone is amazed. Oh, things are different now. So today we have that confrontation between the old kind of teacher and the new. And it's kind of personified for us in that demon-inspired man. What happens? First, the man with the unclean spirit cries out and says, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Us. The demon here is the scribes. The unclean spirit are the scribes themselves, challenging this new type of teacher. And then Jesus says, "Be silent and come out of him." And then the unclean spirit cries out in a voice. So we have two utterances, two cries, two bookends, and in the middle, this healing. And so today, we find ourselves in the same situation, don't we? Living in the middle of two bookends, two kinds of authority at work in our world, one kind of authority that wants to build us up, another kind of authority that wants to tear us down. What do we do? There's a lot of demons in community today. Demons are those who possess us as a community, as a nation, as members of the human race. Demons are always intent on destroying us, on controlling us. We need to cast them out. But how? Before we can cast out a demon, we have to name it. Naming the demon recognizes that it exists. So what are the demons today? Well, I think for me, a big demon is unbelief. Unbelief. Losing one's faith in God. Losing one's faith as a sacred force, as a child of God. Losing our faith in our fellow human beings. It's the collective place when we get to where we say, nothing can be done to solve our problems. Then we are possessed. Then we are controlled. Today, apathy is another one. There are so many. So today, let us re-examine who has authority in our life. Jesus comes as a new teacher, one who will use love, demonstrating that today by healing on the Sabbath, which the law had forbidden to be done. Jesus wants us to see God not through obedience, but through love. That's where you and I are today. Love will cast out demons. Hope will cast out demons. Peace will cast out demons. Compassion will cast out demons. Our teacher Jesus Christ gives us those kinds of tools. The kinds of tools you and I need for life in our world today. And so today we thank the one who healed, who called a spade, who said to that which was on the side of death, come out of him. Today you and I again are fed with life. Life through the words of Scripture, life through music, life through prayer. All of these things that build us up. So this week, think about maybe a memorable teacher you had. Did he or she challenge you, build you up, put hope in you, put life in you? If they did, be thankful. Be thankful for people in your life that do those things for you. It makes all the difference. And so today we thank God for being that kind of teacher, a teacher who loves us, wants the best for us, and fills us with life. Thanks be to God. Amen.